and love, sound like work and do and all these things that the law says? Why would he do that? Look at the end of verse 13. That they may go and stumble backward, be broken, snared, and taken captive. And then maybe they'll come back to grace. But what I want you to see here is you have two ways that the Bible is written on purpose. It is written to read, do and do, if that's what you want to see. It is written to just trust me, if you will see. That the veil will be lifted, 2 Corinthians, is important at that point. All right, now go back with me to Joshua 24. Now, verse 24. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and will obey his voice. Now, what do they mean? They will obey all the rules. We will do what God wants us to do. They hear the loud voice of God. They can't hear that soft voice. They hear the loud voice, the Mosaic covenant. So Joshua makes a covenant with them at Shechem. Now, here's his covenant. So, verse 25. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance, and this is important for our study in John 4, in Shechem. Now, which covenant did Joshua give them? Which covenant did he make with them? People, he made with them the Mosaic covenant. The one they wanted. You want this one? Then I give you this one. This is not the one that Joshua is going to function under. This is the one they want. This is not the one Joshua lives under. But this is the one they want. They do not want the Abrahamic covenant. They want the Mosaic covenant. How do we know that? Look with me at Hebrews 4. Let's go over to the New Testament, to this great book of Hebrews. See what it says. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, verse 8. So if Joshua, are you there yet? Let me give you time. I want you, this is so important. It's not, these things aren't there just I say so. I want you to see if you see it. The Spirit open your eyes. So if